Dictation test.
1번
May I take your order?
I'm still trying to decide what to have. Are the burgers good here?
Yes, they are, but we only offer mini burgers as a side dish.
2번
For your main dish, we have a special seafood spaghetti.
No, thanks. I'm allergic to seafood. 3번 I'd prefer meat to seafood.
Then shall I bring you a pork cutlet? 4번
Yes, I think I'll go with that.
Okay, ma'am.
2번
Hello, this is Anna Johns of ABC Company. May I help you?
Hello, this is Fred. Can I speak to Mr. White?
I'm sorry, he is on a business trip at the moment. Can I take a message?
Well, I'd like to send him a package. Could you tell me the company's address, please?
Of course. The address is 65 Shine Road, Gree Hill. Anything else?
If you receive the package, call me back, please.
3번
I appreciate your help.
3번
1번 What's your favorite song?
I love this one. And you?
2번 Hey, could you please turn the music down?
3번 Speak louder. I can't hear you.
3번 I want to sing 3-4-2.
No problem. 4번 I'll press the number for you.
4번 Can I have 2 tickets for the concert, please?
Where would you like to sit?
5번 I'd love to dance with you.
4번 That's great. I've wanted to ask you for a long time.
Wow, this National Gallery is very big, isn't it?
Yes, it's huge. Oh no, I don't think it's open today.
What do you mean?
Look, it says closed Thursdays.
Well, we'll just have to come back tomorrow.
But wait, we're supposed to go on a bus tour on Friday.
That's right. Then, how about the day after tomorrow?
It's okay with me.
All right.
5번
Now we have only a few months before we finish college.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
Well, I'd like to get a job at a hotel.
That sounds interesting. What are your next plans on that job?
I want to be a hotel manager and run one someday.
Work hard, and you'll be rich enough to buy the hotel.
6번
Guess where Grandma and Grandpa are going on vacation?
Miami? Hawaii?
No. Think about other places.
I give up. Where?
They'll go camping in Colorado. You never expected that, right?
What? Camping? Are you kidding?
No, they were serious. They're sick of hotels.
That's great. I wouldn't think of camping in my 60s.
Number 1.
Can I try this shirt on?
Certainly. The fitting room is over there.
Number 2.
Do you know how to fix the radio?
No, I disagree.
Number 3.
How would you like your steak?
Well done, please.
Number 4.
You look down. What's wrong?
I am worried about my math test.
Number 5.
I'd like to send this package.
Okay, where do you want to send it?
I'll buy this suitcase.
How would you like to pay? Cash or card?
Do you take traveler's checks?
Yes, sir. Do you have a passport or other ID cards?
No, I left them in my hotel room.
I'm sorry, sir. In that case, we can't accept your check. I'm afraid you'll have to pay in cash.
Well, then here's a $100 bill.
June's posters are sold out at the music store.
Are you coming back from the music store?
I am. I'm so sad. I really wanted to buy one of June's posters. He is my favorite singer.
Guess what I have.
What is it? June's poster? How did you get it?
I went to the music store right after school and bought two. This one is for you.
Oh, you are the best. I'll treat you to lunch tomorrow. How much are the tickets for the best seats in the concert hall?
They cost $60. They're just in front of the stage.
Oh, that's much more expensive than I had expected.
The cheapest ones are $15.
Where are they located?
On the third floor.
That's too far away. I won't be able to see anything.
The seats on the second floor cost $25, and the first floor cost $45.
Well, I'd better get a ticket for the first floor in order to enjoy the concert.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. My daughter has caught a cold.
Okay, can you tell me more about it?
She has been coughing quite a lot since last night. Could you prepare some medicine?
How old is your daughter?
She's 4.
These pills are good for children's coughs. Give her 2 pills before she goes to bed.
Thanks, I will.
Hello, passengers of flight CX417 to Toronto. The departure gate has been changed to 37A. Also, there will be a slight delay due to the snow outside. We are about to board at 4 o'clock. We are really sorry and thank you for your understanding. Hello, Bell Company.
May I speak to Ms. Lopez?
I'm sorry, she's not in. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Mr. Smith. Please tell her our meeting time has been changed from 11 to 1:30 on Friday.
Okay.
And would you ask her to call me this afternoon? My number is 0356-4031.
Okay, I will.
This is a piece of cloth people carry, and it usually has a nice design on it. When people carry it, they fold it in a square shape and put it in their pockets or bags. They can wipe sweat off their faces or dry their hands with it. When it gets dirty, they can use it again after washing and drying it. Some people tie this around their necks, and others put it in the front pockets of their jackets to look fashionable.
I want to see the Great Gatsby. Are you free this Saturday?
Is it okay to see the movie on Sunday? I'm supposed to clean the house on Saturday.
Fine with me. And I think I can help you clean your house.
I would be thankful if you could help me. Can you come to my house at 10 in the morning?
No problem.
By the way, the movie sounds boring.
No, I heard it's fantastic. Believe me.
May I help you, sir?
I'd like to buy some strawberries. Are they good today?
We are at the end of the strawberry season now. Why don't you try seasonal fruits?
What do you recommend?
Watermelons are good, and grapes and tomatoes are very fresh.
I bought a watermelon yesterday. Can I try the grapes and tomatoes?
Of course. Try some blueberries too. They are very cheap today.
Oh, these blueberries are really delicious. I'll buy these.
Susan likes window shopping whenever she has free time. To her, it's just good entertainment. It gives her a chance to see what new products are on the market. When she enjoys window shopping, a clerk often comes and asks if she needs any help. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to the clerk?
Brian, what are you doing?
Oh, Cindy, I've just finished my term paper. What's up?
Well, I'm going shopping this evening. How about going together?
I wish I could, but I have an appointment this evening.
Oh, what is it? Can't you delay it?
I'll meet Susan to plan our school festival.
Come on, shopping will be a lot more fun. And I'll buy you dinner.
All right. I'll call up Susan.
Ma'am, is there anything I can do for you?
No, I'm fine.
Didn't you like your meal?
Yes, I liked it. Why are you asking?
Because you left a lot of food, so I wondered if you were not satisfied with it.
I liked it very much, but I guess I have an upset stomach. I just can't eat it.
I see. Do you want me to bring you a glass of soda? That might ease your stomach.
What can I show you, ma'am?
I want to buy my nephew a graduation present.
May I recommend one?
Of course. What is it?
How about an electronic dictionary?
Oh, good. Can I see the newest model?
Sure. The red one on display is a hot item.
Looks nice. How much is it?
Let me check the price. It's $120. It is on sale.
Okay, I'll take it. Could you wrap this up for me?